All right, welcome back to Sports Central. This is a great discussion. If there was a 15-team Super League in college football, who would be in it? What 15 teams would make the cut? And would Penn State make the cut? Jason Dombach joins us right now to discuss this. It's been a fun topic the past couple days because in European soccer, they're proposing a 15-team Super League. Although as we speak, I think as of this afternoon, that's in jeopardy now. They're going to meet to discuss if that's going to happen. But it's led to some fun discussions with college football, JD, if there were a 15-team Super League. How much do you enjoy these kinds of discussions?
Well, I think it's fun to talk about, and I think that there is probably a reality that in our lifetime, the structure of college football as we know it is going to change. It may not be as simple as, 15 teams, but I do think that something's going to give in the next 20 or so years, and the dynamic of college football as we've known it our whole lives is probably going to change.
Yeah, that's true, and there's so much money involved that any decision that's made, folks, you got to understand that it'll be made because of money. What we're talking about here is if you could put 15 teams in one power conference, well, my initial reaction, Jay, was they're going to beat the hell out of each other. And what's the fun of that? Because now you're really not going to have a chance to go to the playoffs. It's like the Big Ten. They play a 9-game league schedule. They beat the hell out of each other, and it makes it harder to get into the playoffs. But if there's that kind of money involved, could you imagine what the national TV deal? Penn State gets about $55 million a year from its football TV deal, about 55. If you had a 15-team conference like that, I got to think that number would double, that Penn State would be in the 100 to 110 million. I got to think that those kinds of figures would be out there for that kind of TV deal.
Absolutely. And it's not just TV. It would be sponsorships. You would be able to aggregate all of those teams together, just like the NFL does, all the other professional leagues, and you'd be able to sell national partnerships, and every school would get a piece of that. You're talking about digital rights as well. You're talking about certain ticketing platforms, and there's just the, and that's kind of the way when you brought up this topic and wanted to have me on to discuss it, I immediately thought about the structure, and I think a lot of fans would probably just sit down and try to put together the 15 best programs. But I think you have to look at it as a you have to kind of wipe out everything of college athletics right now, and you have to set it up like it's a professional league, which is essentially structurally what it would be. And so you would want iconic brands, certainly. You would want geography. And you would obviously want the best combination of the two. And so as it's easy to sit there and say, oh, we want Alabama and, Alabama and Auburn should be in this. But that wouldn't make sense from a business standpoint.
Oh, boy. So you're giving me a hint.
It doesn't really matter to corporate America.
You're giving me a hint about your list there because I got Alabama and Auburn, and most people have Alabama and Auburn, but JD's got a good point there. So I'm going to give my list. And look, is there any doubt in your mind? In any scenario, is Penn State excluded from a 15-team Super League?
I would say no, because they do check those two boxes that I talked about. You're talking about an iconic brand in Penn State. It's a traditional power. But, you're talking about the biggest alumni base in the world. You're talking about a program that is in arm's reach of, some major cities, New York and Philadelphia, the entire state of Pennsylvania. So there is that geographic caveat that I think Penn State checks very, very well. So, I wouldn't see a scenario where they wouldn't be part of this.
Me either. I think Penn State would be a slam dunk. Here's my top 13, because unlike JD with Auburn, we'll see his list. I think there are 13 no-brainers in this because of the brand and the football success. I've got Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, Georgia, Penn State, Michigan, Oklahoma, USC, Texas, Notre Dame, Florida, and Auburn. to me, those 13 are the biggest brands in college football and the most successful programs in college football. Now, you mentioned Auburn, and that is a very, very interesting point. It is. Don't give me your whole list yet, but Auburn is not on your list, I take it?
Correct.
Because they're right next to Alabama.
Exactly. Again, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of if you're putting together a structure that is going to appeal to corporate America to monetize this as much as possible, Alabama and Auburn are redundant. Let's be honest. I understand there are a ton of Auburn fans in the Southeast. But, you know, again, when you talk about television deals, when you talk about sponsorship deals, ticketing deals, digital deals, they're redundant programs.
Mm-hmm. That's a great look. I consider that at least to a degree, but to me, if you don't have Auburn in there, you have screwed over one of the best football programs in this country for the last 20 years.
Yeah, and again, that's why I sort of, when I did this exercise, Corey, I took it more from not so much the on-field success, but more, you know, just again, building a business model.
Well, my final two, one of which is not one of the best football programs in the country, it's Miami, okay? Miami has really not been very good. They've been okay since 2003. They've had one 10-win season since 2003. But Miami is Miami. Miami is the U. Miami will draw TV. If Miami plays Notre Dame or Texas or Alabama or Penn State, you're going to get a massive TV rating there. So to me, even though Miami is not a super strong team on the field, I think they have to be in there. What do you think of Miami?
Yeah, they were my 16th.
Okay.
If you had said 16, I would have had Miami in there. They obviously check a lot of boxes. It was just really hard. There was one school that you didn't mention that I felt strongly about that knocked Miami out, but I didn't have Miami in there. I do have Florida State, and I do have Florida. So, again, I felt like three teams from the same state.
Sure.
A lot of overlap there probably wouldn't make a lot of sense, you know, from a corporate structure.
In the last 4 years, Florida State has gone 3-6, 6-7, 5-7, and 7-6. My last spot came down between Florida State and Oregon. And I would like to have a West Coast team in there in Oregon. But Florida State has been one of the handful of best programs in the last 40, 50 years. So that to me. Hey, JD, I'm seeing now that there is a verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. We may have to go to that. Give me your top 15 very quickly. Go ahead.
Well, I had everybody you've mentioned. The one that I added in there was Washington. And I know that might surprise a lot of people. But, again, when you're looking at this structurally, there was only one West Coast team, and I think that you had in USC.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that Washington does have, you know, population. It's got some tradition, having won a national title 30 years ago, and they've been pretty competitive. And, you know, it just adds another West Coast team. So I added the Washington Huskies.
Over Oregon.
Over Oregon. It was sort of
That's fascinating to me. That's fascinating.
To me, Washington, just, you know, they're in Seattle. That's the population center that you know, you're going to draw from sponsorships and television and all of those things. So, again, just looking at it from that corporate top-down structure, may not make a lot of sense to a lot of people, but to me, I thought it did.
Yeah, look, I get your reasoning. I would counter that by saying Phil Knight with Oregon, because he will counter whatever money you're going to get from Seattle. I think Phil Knight and Nike are going to funnel into Oregon. And I just think Oregon's been better than Washington for the last 20 years. I mean, I don't necessarily buy Oregon a lot of times. I think they're a finesse program, and they've proven it when they've gotten in these national stages. They'll crush everybody, but then when they play somebody good, they get pounded. But you took Washington over Oregon, right, for the were there some historical – because, look, Washington was better than Oregon for a long, long time. Oregon really is just kind of a newer player on the college scene.
Yeah, I mean, I debated both of those. I mean, you make some really good points. Oregon's a much newer program to the scene. I would say they probably got a lot more dollars invested in their program. But I just took the fact that Washington's in Seattle. And But again, I think you make a good point. You couldn't go wrong with either of those. You would have, you know, I think you would have very strong representation of the Pacific Northwest with either program.
What is more likely to you, Jason Dalbach, join us, last thing, that Florida State will become a major power again, or that they'll become Miami?
I think Florida State, I think what is most likely to happen is they're going to have a season or two where they compete, where they get back into the top 10, they compete, maybe even get into a college football playoff. But I just don't see that they're going to be a consistent player.
Why?
Anymore.
Is it that everybody's going into Florida and getting all those players?
Because Clemson is that team now. I mean, it used to be Florida State was the program that you knew if you went there, you were going to play in big bowl games. You were going to, compete for national championships. And now in their very own conference, in their own division, in their own conference, that has become Clemson. And I think Clemson is just that iconic, storied brand now that I don't see them going away for a long, long time.
If this ever happens, the number won't be 15. It's got to be an even number because you'd have to have two divisions. I think 16. I think this could happen because, again, if Penn State and these teams are getting $55 million for being in the Big Ten and there's a chance to get $100, $120 million, I can see what we're talking about happening within 20 years.
I absolutely could as well. I mean, you just see the way things are going and – you know, the longer this goes with the whole name, image, and likeness scenario and how that's all going to play out and the business side of college football, I could see it. I could, and it's already not technically a part of the NCAA governance, right? So, I think it's very likely that this will happen. And my hope, Corey, as a fan, would be that they break off as conferences. And so, the Pitts and the Rutgers and the Kansases and the Washington States of the world are still involved to some degree, but that they're still tied to the larger programs and these type of schools that we're talking about here. And obviously the way the TV deals are set up right now, if they remain conference by conference, that might be the way that it has to happen. But I would say as a fan, I hope that's the way it plays out.
Good stuff. Love the discussion, man. Thanks for hopping on.
All right, Corey. Sounds good.
All right, good stuff there, Jason Dunn.